Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the 46th Psalm is one of those scriptures that I'm not sure that we always apply appropriately, but I think this is a good thing for us to stop and recognize. 46:10 in the Psalm says, "Be still and know that I am God, and I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." I've discovered that being still is not nearly as easy as we claim it to be. Being still is something that I find incredibly difficult. Somehow, some way, we have been taught how busy we are to be. We have been taught to recognize that we're to be people of accomplishment, and we're to be people who continually create and gather stuff. And we do so in such a way that we just don't leave a lot of room for God, even in the midst of this season. When God became flesh and moved into this world in the form of a baby. The beginning of that psalm says, "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble." Well, if there's ever been a time in which we need him, that is now. You know, I quoted on Facebook earlier today a line from Gretel Erkic. She wrote a book called Open Spaces. And listen to this quote: "That space created by silence represents sanity. For silence can be fullness rather than a void." But then she puts in parenthesis, "That's not easy to see during our pandemic." It's also not easy to see during Christmas. And then you add a pandemic to it. And then you add the unrest and the uncertainty of the day. She goes on to say, "For silence can be a fullness rather than a void. Stillness can let us recover or grab hold of those parts of ourself which have been so scattered, so disparate throughout the week or month or more. To sit still is a spiritual endeavor. To sit still is to practice Sabbath," meaning literally to quit, to stop, to take a break, to make uncluttered time. And listen to this line: "To let your soul catch up." Well, to allow your soul to catch up, it reminds me, I read recently from one of my favorite authors, Terry Hershey. He was remembering the comedian George Carlin's routine about stuff. And he talks about how actually this is just a place for my stuff. That's all, a little place for my stuff. That's all I want. That's all you need in life is a little place for your stuff, you know? I can see it on your table. Everybody's got a little place for their stuff. We have drawers full of stuff. I was out trying to still clean out the garage after being in this home for 3 years. But we have so much stuff. I found box after box of stuff, and I can recall just asking my daughters, "Do you want any of this stuff?" And they were lovingly, graciously, kindly saying to me, "We don't want to have to move that stuff as many times as you've moved that stuff." You know, a house, if we're not careful, can just become a pile of stuff. And I find that sometimes, some way, we just have taken stuff and we filled our time with stuff, without taking the time to sit still and know that he is God. It reminds me of a story where a traveler had got together to Africa to make a long safari, and he had gathered a group of local tribesmen to help carry his stuff from place to place. Well, On the first day, they all woke early and they traveled fast and they went far. And on the second day, they woke early, traveled fast and went far. And on the third day, they woke early, they traveled fast and they went far. And you know what? The guy that was the adventurer, he was awesome. But on the fourth Monday, or the fourth morning, these fellas, they refused to move. They simply sat by a tree. And the American, as Terry Hershey tells the story, became infuriated. He said, "This is a waste of valuable time. Can somebody tell me what's going on here?" And the translator said, "They are waiting for their souls to catch up to their bodies." Friend, listen, not another to-do list, but an invitation to savor the pleasure of slowness in the moments of stillness, even silence. I encourage you to pay attention to the quietness of your soul and guard your soul so that you might be still and be reminded daily that there is but one God, and know that He is for you. Today, my friend, be still and know that He is God. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.